Aloha, everybody, and welcome to another installment of the Pod Squad. I am Chad Blair with Honolulu Civil Beat, and today, well, not only has it been a couple of weeks since we've had the Pod Squad on, but this is a special one because a very important event will be coming up later this month and going into June that involves Civil Beat and the Doris Duke Theater. And I'm going to have our guest tell you a little bit more about that, but first let me tell you about our guest. They include my coworker, Mariko Chang. She is the membership and events manager for Civil Beat. Mariko, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks for pitching this idea, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks for being game.
I know. I'm totally with it. And then Taylor Chang is the theater director with the Doris Duke Theater. Is that right?
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me.
And where is the Doris Duke Theater?
We're part of the Honolulu Museum of Art.
And that's on Baratania downtown?
Yep, right across the street from Thomas Square.
Excellent. And our very special guest is Mariella Shaker. She is actually on the phone, even better than a phone. We have a very good signal coming in. And Mariella is a violin virtuoso, and she is from Aleppo, Syria. And she is joining us today from New Jersey. Is that right, Mariella?
That's true.
Where in New Jersey?
I am in Clifton right now.
The occasion for Taylor and Mariella and Mariko being on the show today is the 7th Art Stand. It is a national initiative that aims to challenge Islamophobia by offering a platform for filmmakers from countries affected by the U.S. government's travel ban. The ban right now is currently on hold. It is in the courts. It actually involves our own attorney general and a judge from Hawaii, Derek Watson. They are among those who have opposed this ban. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But initially, it named 7 primarily Muslim countries, prohibiting those people from coming, various other restrictions. I think we'll turn first to Taylor to tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so the 7th Art Stand is a nationwide series of films that our house theaters and community spaces are participating in the month of May. Our theater, our museum, jumped on board in early February, and we committed to showcasing films from the 7 countries affected by the original ban. And from that, we've expanded beyond film to also tie in the series with visual art installations as well as music performances, with Mariella being our closing night concert, and with workshops and talks and lectures. The 7th Art film is known as a 7th Art film theory, so there's a riff off of that. So it does reference, you know, this original 7 countries in the ban, but it's also film being the 7th Art. And I think it's safe to say that we've covered almost all of the art within this program. It just creates a nice platform on which to have elevated conversations about all the various issues and complexities.
Why is it so important for the Doris Duke Theater and by extension the Honolulu Museum to be involved with this? Why do you want to support this?
It's important to have the arts play a role in civic engagement. And to kind of neutralize art spaces would be a disservice to our community. And let's just say that art is one of the most accessible platforms on which to engage in conversation. And
to reach a wider audience beyond politics and governments and things like that.
Yes. And film in particular is incredibly effective in reaching a broad audience. And the museum's mission is to bring together people for a more harmonious, adaptable, and enjoyable society in Hawaii. So, and it's our responsibility to be responsive to what's happening in the community, what's happening in politics, what's happening in society at large. The travel ban being one of the more relevant topics. And I think as an institution, we're not afraid to be addressing that pretty explicitly.
Okay, I appreciate the explanation. Of course, the Trump administration very early in enacted this ban, caught a lot of people by surprise, let alone the people in some of those countries that were coming here for school, for business, to visit family. Those original countries, by the way, and I hope I have this right, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. Is that right?
Yes.
And they later took off Iraq because they are actually an ally, but it still remains. And you mentioned 2 other countries were added as well. Is that right?
Yeah. At the tail end of the series, as part of our additional programming, we added a film from Turkey and a film from Egypt.
Again, both predominantly Muslim countries and such a focus right now.
We selected these films, you know, within the larger context of the program, it's certainly designed under with a certain narrative in mind in reaction to the travel ban. Got but it. When if you were to see sit down and see all of these films, each film has its own narrative as well, and each film has its own very unique perspective. And so the power dynamics that are at play within the narratives of the films themselves, it deepens and it complicates sort of what we assume the narrative might be when you are going to go see a film that's part of the Seventh Art Stand and part in reaction to the travel ban. I think people will have a lot of assumptions of what to expect when they go into the theater, and hopefully when they leave the theater, those expectations would be rather complicated.
Mariko, why is Civil Beat involved with the Seventh Art Stand? What is our role in this, and why is it so important?
Sure. As our kind of readers know, we are a completely digital publication, but often go out into the community, host live events so that our, you know, members, our community have access to our reporters and have an understanding of what goes on behind our work. And Louis Kanea, one of our reporters, has been following the travel ban for over 6 months, and it's kind of his beat. So it allowed us to partner with the museum and with Doris Duke Theater to kind of amplify this program. We are the media sponsor. We're coordinating an opening event, intimate conversation with Hawaii's Attorney General Doug Chin on May 27th.
How did you score Doug Chin?
Well,
isn't he busy filing lawsuits?
He's very busy. He's traveling. We're trying to nail down like a prep session, which isn't really coming together just yet, which is making me nervous.
Well, I know. as we record this, he was in Seattle for the Ninth Circuit Court.
Exactly. And yes.
But
there'll
he
be
has
a lot to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we did a real short kind of intimate conversation with Youngji Denise, and that was put into like a little film clip on our social media. But we thought with this program, it would be a really great jumping off point for people to get foundational information, catch up on, yes, what's happening in Seattle, and also give folks an opportunity to hear personally from him, because he has a very personal story.
Doug is a child of immigrants, like so many people in Hawaii, like the entire United States for that matter. And by the way, before we go much further, I should plug the Seventh Art Stand. It's May 27th to June 3rd. I have the dates correct?
Yes, June 3rd. And then if you add the additional programming, it goes till June 7th.
Oh, great. And then you can find out more information not only on our website, civilbeat.org, but honolulumuseum.org. I'll plug more information, including screening prices, ticket prices, if you will, at the end. But let's now, if we could, move to our third guest from New Jersey, originally from Aleppo, Syria. And she fled the Syrian war in 2013. A musical scholarship helped get her to Monmouth College in Illinois. She will be coming to Honolulu to share her story and her music to promote peace and raise awareness of the plight of the Syrian people. Mariella, tell us briefly what's going on in Syria right now.
Hello. So 4 years ago, I was still in Aleppo. I studied business administration and I graduated from the University of Aleppo. I was also employed as a full-time violin teacher at the Arabic Institute of Music. You know, during the war, I remember walking to the Music Institute to teach, not knowing if I would make it back home in the evening, as mortars and rockets were falling everywhere randomly. And my students and I would regularly hide under the table when we heard the airstrike and the missiles hitting a close neighborhood. Every day we risked our lives by being there. I was really determined to find my lost future and get a way out of the war. So I was running under bombs to send my applications to different programs and universities. We did not have electricity or power, so I was able to find my way through internet cafes. I was beyond happy to receive an email from Monmouth College offering me a scholarship in music performance after 6 months of tireless work online.
Have you been back to Syria since?
No, in fact, I applied for asylum here and I recently received my green card. So as a refugee now here, I'm not allowed to go back to Syria. Also, it's very dangerous for me to be there. But I feel so sorry, so sad that my parents are still living there. And witnessing all the horrible things which are still ongoing on.
Are you at least able to stay in communication with them?
I try to call them every day. They have very poor connection. Sometimes I call them on their landlines just to make sure they are still alive.
Well, your story certainly underscores the importance of the Seventh Art Stand, and it's very moving. I wonder if you might share with us a little bit of your music. When you do come to Honolulu, you're going to be performing. Is it possible for you to play a little something for us now?
Sure, definitely. So in Honolulu, I'm so excited to perform Frank Violin and Piano Sonata. I feel it's great to be able to share classical music with the Hawaiian audience, and I'm a violinist from Syria. And I will also be performing a theme from Schindler's List by John Williams. I feel this special piece, which commemorates the tragedy of the Holocaust and reminds us of our humanity. However, today I would love to perform a short piece of Arabic song called Sea Waves.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Please, go ahead. That was impossibly beautiful, Mariela. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
The name of the piece again, please?
Sea Waves.
Boy, that is nice.
That's
Mariela Shaker playing violin. Taylor, you're looks like you have chicken skin and your face turned red.
Yeah, because this is sort of like the first time that... it's the first time I've heard you perform in non, you know, YouTube style, and you know, we've been, because I remember you reaching out to us via Facebook in early February, and like our communications department forwarded it to me, and you had shared your story with us in that original message that you sent, and so it's just kind of, you know, comes full circle, and to have you perform that remarkable piece in Sea Waves, it's very reminiscent of, you know, you coming over to Hawaii. It just kind of ties everything together. So yeah, just infinitely grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Taylor. We have been exchanging a lot of emails, and I can't wait to meet you soon in person.
Likewise.
And see you perform in person, too.
Well, it's just been great having you join us today. I am going to just ask Mariko and Taylor for a final word about the program. Mariko, something else you want to say that's so important about the Seventh Art Stand coming up May 27th to June 3rd and a little bit beyond.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're just so thankful and privileged to be working with Taylor and the museum and the theater to bring, you know, something like this together that I think is much needed in terms of a conversation.
Ticket information, Taylor?
Yeah, so if you go to www.honolulumuseum.org. You'll find all your ticketing information. All the films are $10 general admission, $8 if you're a museum member. Some of the events, all of the talks and all the workshops, and there's one film that's free. The opening and closing concerts are $25 general admission, $20 museum member. You can purchase it over the phone, on the webpage, in person at the box office.
Good. I should mention there will be other performers there as well. A live painting, and I'm going to probably pronounce this incorrectly, Kevork Murad?
That's pretty close.
Not
yeah.
bad. A Syrian-born, New York-based artist of Armenian heritage will be performing, and the closing performance is actually Mariella playing her violin, which we just heard. Mariella Shaker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we wish you safe travels as you come to Honolulu. And Taylor Chang, theater director for Doris Duke, thank you for coming here today.
Thank you.
And Mariko Chang, you're the one who pitched this idea. What a great
Yay!
Idea.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Membership and events manager here at Civil Beat. Visit us at civilbeat.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. For Honolulu, Civil Beat, and the Pod Squad, I'm Chad Blair. Take care and aloha.